The Game and Fish 2024 Law Enforcement Report is out. I'll have some of the details next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Wyoming game wardens patrolled more than 600,000 miles and took 3,102 law enforcement actions statewide in 2024. That's according to the annual Wyoming Game and Fish Department Law Enforcement Report. The report details key statistics, operations, and accomplishments. The report includes work unit overviews, enforcement efforts, and task force summaries for all department regions. Also included are notable cases, warden testing, hiring and training, and how other entities, such as the Wildlife Forensics Lab and Wildlife Investigations Unit, are an integral part of the state's wildlife law enforcement program and protecting Wyoming's wildlife. The public continues to play a vital role in assisting game wardens throughout the state. In 2024, 235 tips were received from members of the public, and game wardens followed up on every single one. Those tips were instrumental in identifying several specific violations and possible suspects. 28 citations and 16 warnings were issued to violators. Law enforcement efforts focused on protecting big game on winter ranges, monitoring shed antler collection closures, and ensuring compliance with aquatic invasive species requirements. Overall, big game seasons were impacted by hot, dry weather and wildfires that burned more than 460,000 acres in the Sheridan region and other parts of the state, which significantly reduced hunting access. Enforcement of shed antler collection closures in western Wyoming remains a priority, with new legislation stipulating that a 7-day resident first season be in place. Wardens investigated non-residents unaware of the law change and deployed a task force in the Green River region to deter violations. AIS prevention efforts concentrated on busy check stations. Evanston's port of entry remains the busiest. Statewide, wardens documented 351 AIS violations, including 25 for watercraft launched without required inspections. Despite a slight increase in total violations to 3,102, up from 2,906 in 2023, several wardens reported fewer violations during hunting patrols due to reduced hunter numbers and harvest success. Vacant warden districts also impacted overall patrol time, with full staffing in law enforcement ranks anticipated to take several years. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.